So I found OA about 7 years ago. I had heard about it. My doctor actually had told me to go to it a few times. I'd looked it up a few times, but I'd never made it. So I grew up, I have one younger brother. We grew up, he had food allergies. He had massive food allergies. So growing up in my household, food was always, it was always a concern, right? There was always talk about it. So he was allergic to peanuts and nuts. We never had peanuts and nuts in the house. We never had fish in the house. We couldn't, like, we had eggs, but like you couldn't put them on the counter because if he touched it, he'd get a reaction. So from a very early age, I learned that at school I could trade for these like forbidden foods, right? I could trade my sandwich for a peanut butter sandwich, which was way better, right? So growing up, right from an early age, I had these food things come up, right? I would go to the store with a dollar for something and I would buy a chocolate bar I knew I wasn't allowed to have. And then I'd have to eat it on the way home and then get rid of the wrapper. And I'd go home and I'd have to, shower and brush my teeth and wash my hands. And it became a big theme in my childhood, this food obsession of I really like this food. I'm not allowed this food. So how am I gonna get this food? And it very probably quicker than I will ever admit, it turned into this ongoing thing in my mind. So throughout high school, throughout university, food, I knew how I was supposed to eat. I knew what I was supposed to eat, but I started playing this mental gymnastic game of this is what I actually want to eat, right? And I started that in university very, very early of I don't want to gain weight, so what am I gonna switch and what am I gonna do? And I'm gonna eat this here and I'm gonna sneak this here. And it snowballed into I graduated university and food became my only friend. It became what I had. I'd gone away to university. I came home in my early 20s and I ended up working for my dad. I was living in my parents' basement. I was super ashamed of everything, right? I just graduated. I had a degree. I couldn't get a job with it. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know anybody because I didn't keep in contact with any of my friends from my own hometown. So I started sneaking food into the house, right? And it got to the point where, you have to, it was okay. Every night was this is the last night I'm going to do this. Tomorrow is going to be good, right? And I would go to the library, I would go to the bookstore, I would find any self-help, not even self-help, any this diet will save you book. I have tried everything. I have tried every stupid little book that any, I call them the like semi-famous people book, right? If they had like a skinny person on the cover, I have read that book and I have tried that diet for 2 days because it never worked. I would go and spend so much money on all of this food and I would, take the food list and this is what I'm going to eat for the week and I'm going to be good. Well, one, the food is not good. None of these books have good food in them. None of these were what my body wanted. And I still had that mental thing of how am I going to do this diet, but I'm also going to eat this way and I'm also going to sneak this in. And it took over my life. It took over my life very quickly in a way that I had no idea it was taking over my life. I did this for a long time. Until I finally went to an OA meeting. And I remember sitting in that OA meeting and people were talking about food like I'd never heard anyone talk about food before. And they were talking about that mental obsession and about things that they had done with food. And all I could think was like, I thought I was the only one. I thought I was the only person who did any of this stuff. And all of a sudden I'm sitting in this room of people who understood me. And it was just this absolutely amazing experience. I felt like I'd finally found my people. I got abstinent very, very quickly after that. Within a month I had a sponsor and I found my first good chunk of abstinence. It was amazing. It was just mind-boggling. So I got abstinent. I was and I met my husband. So I had before I got abstinent, I had this like 3 month rule with my boyfriends, is I could go 3 months and then we were done. Like 3 months and then, oh my gosh, we've been together forever, we have to break up. I could not pass the 3 month mark. I got abstinence, I got a sponsor, I started working the program. I met somebody, we started dating, and the 3 months hit and I found out I was pregnant with twins. So we hit the jackpot. Like 3 months into this relationship, I'm 3 months abstinent, maybe 4 months abstinent, and we had pregnant an accidental pregnancy, which I would not have been able to handle without the program supporting me. I found out I was pregnant, and the first place I went was my OA meeting that night, and I sat there and cried. I felt like a huge, I felt like I should have known better. Like, I was old enough, I know how birth control works. I should have been able to do something. But now looking back on it is 100% higher power was like, you were supposed to be with this person. You were supposed to have kids ages ago. I had met him multiple times. I have no memory of meeting him because at that point I was still so in the food that I could not focus on anything outside of the food. I could not focus on, I met him one time, I was at a dinner and I could not focus on conversations. I couldn't focus on anything because I was trying to focus on how do I eat so that I look normal, but so that I also, like, it was just, this disease just warps your mind so quickly. So within a year of finding a way, I had twins. And OA got me through it. OA 100% got me through my pregnancy. It got me through my first few months. I remember taking the twins and sitting in my meeting and just nursing a twin for an hour in my meeting. And it would be the only time I'd left the house all week, but it was my sanity. And I could sit there and I could find sanity again for a little while, right? And it gave me a support network that I never had. It was absolutely amazing. Sorry. I'm trying to think of where else I'm going with this. So I was walking my dog the other night, and it was like Friday night. It was like really late on Friday night. And I had this realization that my life is exactly where it's supposed to be. My life is exactly perfect. And not perfect, but my life is just amazing. And I would not go back and change anything. I've always had a list of things where if I would go back in time, I would change this and I would change this and I would do this different and I would do this different. And I had this realization that I wouldn't do that anymore. That if anything I changed would impact where I am right now, I wouldn't risk it. I wouldn't. I would go through everything again. And I would go through all this food struggles and I would go through this because finding OA has given me a way of living my life. And it has given me this blueprint of how to deal with just not only my feelings or not only my food, but my feelings. I was always someone growing up who didn't believe in feelings because they go away, right? They're not permanent. They leave you. So why would I talk about it? Why would I deal with it? My goal was always just to be like this steady like line. So like if I was happy, I would eat. If I was sad, I would eat because it would bring me back to this equilibrium. And the gift that OA has given me is that I can have my feelings now. Is I'm allowed to feel happy and I don't have to be like, oh, I'm gonna crash. I need to eat something and get back to that equilibrium. Or oh, I'm allowed to be sad. I'm allowed to be angry, and I'm allowed to share my feelings, right? I didn't ever like sharing my feelings because I didn't want them held against me, right? Oh, but yesterday you said you were sad. Oh, but you did this and you were happy. I didn't want that. I wanted to just be level all the time. And OA has given me a way of being able to feel my feelings and handle my feelings, which I could never, ever do before, right? Never. Yeah, it's given me a way of connecting with people that I also didn't have because I was so alone when I was in the food, right? I didn't want other people to see what I was doing. I didn't want other people to see what I was eating. I didn't want other people to know what was going on in my mind. And food didn't judge. Food was just there. Food was always. But food wasn't helping me at all. Food never, ever helped, right? It made me feel guilty. It made me feel shame, but it never helped me to actually achieve anything. And in a way, I've managed to find a peace that I've never been able to find anywhere else.